my age, I often get asked for advice. I don't think it's my age or perceived wisdom as much as it is the gray in my beard. But regardless, I get asked for my opinion on career decisions and college choices and relationships. No matter the question, my response always seems to be some variation of the same answer. Well, it depends. Jesus was once approached for some advice as well. He was asked, "Of all God's commandments, which was the most important?" His answer might not have been dissimilar to one you might give. He said he couldn't think of just one, but two come to mind. This meditation from the 22nd chapter of Matthew will help you center on the right and correct way to live, following the way of Christ, the way of loving God and loving others. But to begin now, relax in this time and place of a safe harbor, quiet in the presence of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. A calm moment to follow God's divine leading. Relax not only your mind, but your body. Not only your thoughts, but your eyes. And feel yourself begin to surrender to quiet as you rest in His presence. Continue by receiving and replying to this responsive reading from Deuteronomy chapter 6. And as I lead us, answer, "Lord God, I will follow you." May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is your God. The Lord is the one, the only God. And Lord God, yes, I will follow you. And you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and mind and with all of your soul and with all of your strength, your entire being. And Lord God, yes, I will follow you. And these words which I am commanding you today shall be written on your heart and your mind. So Lord God, yes, I will follow you. Listen now from the Valley of Vision. O God, make me worthy of your calling, and at this time you have given me, that the name of Jesus be glorified in me and I in him. So spend a few more moments now, delighted to follow the Holy Spirit in this time you've been given. Does your mind ever drift away from God? Well, take this next moment to relax and come back to this present holy retreat. Notice where your body is making contact with where you're sitting or lying down. Just be present, settle deeper, and begin to relax in the divine presence of God. With your eyes closed or open in a soft gaze, label what you encounter. Do you know the game I Spy? Well, name what you see. Is there a scent in the air? Label it. How does your skin feel? Cool or warm? Take note of it. Label what you experience right now. Everything that you encounter. What are you encountering right now that reminds you of God's love? Can you hear God's love around you right now? Can you feel it? Stay here being present with God and centering on the truth of His love. I'll give you a minute to practice this. If your mind drifts, just softly whisper, "Lord God, I will follow You." Center two on your breathing. Where do you feel your breath? As you breathe in through your nose, as you breathe out through your mouth, notice your stomach filling and emptying, expanding and releasing. Join me in taking five long, deep breaths. Just count back from five with each exhale. Change the pace or the rhythm of your breathing. Just notice and count each breath down from five. How is your breath moving through your body? How fully can you encounter the Spirit and breath of God within you? Well, continue to focus on your breathing for this next minute. And even as you center on your breathing, your mind may wander. Once more, not to worry. Don't fight the drifting. But rather, without effort, start back at five and center back on your breathing. For this next minute, whisper the word, "Follow." Take a moment now to center on following. Feel yourself letting go. Enjoy walking in step with the divine. Let God be the center of your interest. Just let His love be the center of your heart, your soul, and your mind. Does your mind wander a bit? That's okay. That's just what minds do. But rather than judging yourself, let your drifting thoughts remind you to center back on the love of God once again. Whisper, Lord God, I will follow you. Receive and repeat this centering prayer. Lord God, yes, I will follow you. Continue to stay mindful of following the love of God as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings from Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39. And we'll begin in the New International Reader's Version. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all of your soul. Love him with all of your mind. This is the first and most important commandment. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself." Where did your thoughts settle? Where do you feel the divine presence in your heart, your mind, or your soul? Listen once more and allow the Holy Spirit to guide your attention. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul. Love him with all of your mind. This is the first and most important commandment, but the second is like it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself." Where did your mind begin to center after this second reading? What thoughts passed through your mind? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to rest and center on where the Spirit of God is drawing you. Listen once more, but consider it now in a wider reading from the Christian Standard Bible. "Teacher, which command in the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the greatest and most important command. But the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." What feeling, thought, or idea did you encounter in this reading? If you like, rest your hands on your abdomen as you breathe and focus on loving the Lord with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind. In this third reading, let the words guide you to a deeper prayer as you listen now from the English Standard Version. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all of the law and the prophets. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Remain in meditation as you let those words soak into your being. And as your mind drifts, acknowledge it. Then pause, relax, and bring your attention back to your breath and whisper, Lord God, I will follow you. Rest now in a moment of imaginative contemplation. I want you to discern God's presence in your life now, here, at this moment. Jesus said to love God and love others. So how can you love God more today than you did yesterday? How can you intentionally love others today? Well, allow the Holy Spirit of God to weave through your mind as you explore new ways to love with your heart, to love with your mind, and to love with your soul. Take a deep, cleansing breath and rest now in the presence of His love. Follow His love. As you close your time, return to your breathing, just a whispered breath of meditation, letting the word follow guide you today. Let it be your meditation all through your day to follow God as you learn to love with your heart, mind, and soul. Today you will have the opportunity to love, so expect those opportunities, look for them. Moments to love God more by loving others more. And when you're ready, step into your day and be mindful of moments to encounter God in love. And now please accept this closing benediction to remember to love the Lord your God. Love God with all of your heart and with all of your soul, and love Him with all of your mind. And remember to love your neighbor as you love yourself. So may you know the love of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and follow the greatness of God. And Heavenly Father, by your mercy, hear this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.